progress for girls' education is that they can leave their homes, leave their families, and come to a place to study and to learn. And that's a big achievement because, you know, otherwise girls have to stay at home, look after their siblings, do the cooking, do the cleaning, odd jobs at home. So this move towards the MDGs and the EFA goals is allowing and enabling girls and forcing countries to look at this issue and to ensure that their interventions help girls to attend school.
What does it mean for a country to have the girls educated?
It means that girls can then enter the workforce, that they can look after their own families much more effectively, that they can prevent child mortality. They can educate their own girl child when they begin to expand their own families. And the health of their own children prevents them from chronic illnesses and HIV/AIDS, etc.
Is it true that if more girls and women are educated, the country does better economically and health-wise as well?
Definitely.
Now, the report also says at the same time of this progress, it warns that in developing countries, too many girls are still not in school, and many girls continue to face health risks, harassment, and danger just walking to class. Would you
Yes.
tell us about that?
You know, especially in the fragile and post-conflict countries, and in many of the African countries, this is a real issue. Till now, the interventions have been so focused on providing schooling and, you know, providing teachers, etc. And now I think there is much more expanded focus now on looking at specific communities of girls within at-risk groups that now need much more specific attention and much more creative solutions to help them attend school.
You talk about girl-friendly policies. What are they?
Mobilizing communities to send their children to school, targeted financial support, the creation of school health and feeding programs for girls, gender-sensitive teacher development. That's a very crucial issue. There's a lot of discrimination on the part of the teacher against the girl child. You know, they expect the boy child to do much better. So to enable teachers to understand what it means to encourage and help the girl child to learn is very important. Then you have school environments that are conducive to girls' participation, like, you know, toilets and safe environments within the school. And gender-sensitive teacher management, which is, you know, providing role models for the girl child. Especially in the Africa region, there's the predominant male workforce among the teachers. So it's important to encourage women and provide special incentives for them to become teachers and to teach in rural areas and teach disadvantaged communities. Then there is, of course, laws and policies that support girls' education, like clear sanctions against violence, against sexual harassment, drug abuse, and employing children.
Are there any special challenges for countries that have gone through conflict, like Afghanistan or South Sudan or countries like that?
I know South Sudan really well, and I think there the real problem is there are so few women teachers. So I think there will have to be very targeted incentives for women to join the teaching force to improve the skill levels and knowledge of women teachers already in the system, and then to provide incentives to families and communities. Very targeted mobilization of communities about the importance of sending their girls to school.